Hello?
Tyler.
Yes?
Aaron from Mars Acoustic, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mr. Acoustic. How are you doing?
Unfortunately, in January, I missed Theory of a Dead Man headlining at the House of Blues in Chicago. Will you guys be headlining this year in Chicago again?
No, we won't. We are at the end of our tour cycle. Currently, we got something like 6 or 8 shows left this year, and then we go back in and write and record a new one.
Okay. You remarked back in January 26, 2010, I was in a movie theater a couple of days ago, and one of the previews was this huge Olympic commercial. It was saying, "Welcome to Vancouver." It was pretty cool. This is huge for Vancouver. Do you believe that Theory of a Dead Man's appearance at the Vancouver 2010 Olympics medal ceremonies have increased the band's exposure even greater?
Definitely. Of course. I mean, dream come true for a promo department. Olympics is like one of the biggest events in the world. It's pretty exciting to be a part of something like that. I think the best part of it was doing a performance at it. We played in front of about 20,000 or 30,000 people. The majority of the people aren't necessarily from Vancouver. They're from all over the world because people fly in. It's such a huge event that only happens every 4 years. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that probably never heard of Theory of a Dead Man from all over the world that got to watch the play, so it was great.
What movie did you end up watching that evening?
Dude, I don't remember.
I thought I'd give it a stab, dude. Well, according to IMDb, you were a bar MC in the movie Going the Distance. Do you enjoy acting?
Yeah. I can't find that movie either. I always ask people to send it to me. I'm sure you could buy it somewhere or rent it.
In earlier music videos, you supported a stash with a more rugged Marble Man appearance and changed to a more modern greaser style with a Rico goatee. Do you prefer the Marble Man appearance or the modern greaser style?
The modern, for sure. I'm digging my look now. It's kind of a transformation. You know, a lot of bands change their styling over the years. After the first record, I was not digging the biker kind of southern look. It was cool, I guess, at the time for me, and so I was digging it. But then after the first record was over, I was like, all right, I gotta lose this. Chicks don't dig it.
No. I purchased the video All or Nothing on iTunes, and you guys left us hanging. Will there be a sequel?
I don't know. Possibly. We always like to kind of leave stuff like that kind of open, so maybe the next record will be part two. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, or maybe the video Wait For Me. That'd be kind of awesome.
No, we're not shooting any more videos. I wish.
No?
There was talks about shooting a Wait For Me video, but then we said forget it. We have so many zillions of videos. We just said forget it. Let's go start working on a new record. We've been out for so long. I think our fans want to hear some fresh stuff.
Right. On iTunes Canada, the video Since You've Been Gone is available, but not on iTunes US. Will that video ever be released on iTunes US?
I don't know. You know, it's weird because that was a single only in Canada and it wasn't released anywhere else. I love that song and the video. We even released a special edition of Scars and Souvenirs, became the DVD with all our videos, but it didn't have Since You've Been Gone on it, which we were kind of disappointed because we're like, well, it's all of our videos, but it's not really. Mm-hmm. It was missing Since You've Been Gone. So I don't know, possibly. We have two different labels. We have a label in Canada and a label for the rest of the world. Maybe some sort of, you know, licensing problem or something, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you're right, that is a great song and a good video. Theory of a Dead Man has either recorded songs acoustically or wrote them specifically on acoustic guitar. Would you guys consider touring acoustically?
Yeah, I think that would be cool. We've done some acoustic stuff before live and, you know, done some radio shows acoustic. At one point, our drummer was sick and he couldn't make it out to a few shows. We thought it'd be better, instead of canceling the shows, to just perform some songs acoustically and give some fans a little bit of something. So it's fun, man. I like doing that kind of stuff. A lot of our stuff translates well acoustically. It's great because, you know, some bands that just can't do that. We're lucky we can.
Right. You co-wrote with Kara DiGuardia, Not Meant to Be. In fact, she was your love interest in the video. Was there a point in filming the video that you considered singing a duet with Kara?
Yeah, I mean, I'd always be open to that. She's an amazing singer. A lot of people don't know that. It'd be great if she could sing on one of our songs. I think at one point I was trying to get someone like her to sing on them, and to be, it just was one of those things didn't turn out. But yeah, you never know.
Have you ever done a duet live for that song?
No, never. I don't think I've ever done a duet with someone live.
I believe it was an awesome idea to have Q&A titled Tell Tyler on Theory of a Dead Man's website. What's the wackiest question that's ever been asked by a fan?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I wish I knew. There's some crazy stuff, though. Like, I remember getting questions that just seemed like they were so made up. Girls saying that they lit their boyfriend's pickup truck on fire and stuff like that. Just crazy stuff. But, you know, there's a fine line where I'm like, I don't know. This sounds so crazy. It sounds fake. There's definitely some wacko questions out there.
I watched a portion of your Haciendo video about posting lunch specials on a chalkboard and serving it on your $500,000 professional stove. Funny stuff.
Yeah.
If I came to your home to eat one of your lunch specials, what would your signature special be?
Lunch special? Dude, see, for lunch? I don't know, I'm a sandwich guy. I make you a huge sandwich, pickles on the side, maybe an apricot. I don't know. I usually eat for lunch a sandwich and an apple or a banana or something.
Well, I watched your latest video, A Day in the Office with Tyler Connelly, which was posted on March 11th. Another awesome video. I noticed a pattern of everything costing $500,000. In your next video, do you believe that the price of tangible items will be inflated to $750 or a million?
Yeah, you know what, over time, $500,000 isn't going to seem like a lot, right? So no. I'm going to have to inflate some stuff.
Right.
Maybe the next one I'll do it, I'll be a million. And then it sounds really expensive.
You came close to that, but I think part of it was Kara's fee, $500,000, and then the other was for making the video.
Right.
In a video, you remarked, of course Starbucks endorses Theory of a Dead Man, and I get all the free Starbucks I want. What's your favorite Starbucks drink?
A chai latte, I love, and caramel macchiato is pretty sweet. But I don't drink a lot of coffee, so I usually stay with the chai.
Final question. I read online that one night at a party, you handed Chad a demo tape, and after hearing the tape, he wanted to produce Theory of a Dead Man. Was that really how it happened, or is there more of an interesting story to it?
That's not what happened. It's a telephone game, how you got found or noticed. I kind of knew Chad through his friends, and I would see him once in a while. Actually just gave a demo to his girlfriend, and she passed along to him. So it's not really as interesting a story. He just called me and said, hey, this stuff is great. I want to help you guys get a record deal and produce some more demos. We ended up getting a record deal, so it worked out.
Yeah,
I guess
dude.
It really happens.
All right, dude. Thanks for your time, man, and I hope you guys have a great concert tonight in Denver.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. All right, dude. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.